Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Stella Ray Herself podcast. I want to start this episode off by giving you guys a little motivational speech because I honestly feel like I need it. Exciting news, y'all. We signed our lease. Although this time has been really exciting, it's also been very irritating. If you've been keeping up with the vlogs, you know we are in this pretty janky Airbnb. It's definitely more janky than we thought it was gonna be. We're still living out of our suitcases, so even if, I mean, obviously being in a better accommodation would just make everything easier, but living out of your suitcase for that long while trying to maintain your daily routine is definitely hard. So I've been trying to give myself grace and just remind myself when I am feeling frustrated or just very fed up, you know, with things like not being able to do my podcast the way I wanted to. Like, I'm literally sitting in my bed right now. Or like, oh my god, I feel behind on this and that. I've just been trying to remind myself, like, bro, this is temporary and this is part of the process. And this is where the motivation comes in. But I do think, you know, those cheesy posters in, like, high school or middle school. Oh, it's about, like, not giving up. It's always like, yeah, okay, we get it. But I really think, bro, it's true. Like, there's a reason those are famous quotes. I think so much of success, and I mean success the traditional way of, you know, money, power, fame, but also just personal fulfillment and inner peace and inner happiness, which I think is true success, is determined by your willingness to persevere through hard times. That just really ties into so many things I've been learning and so many things I've talked about on this podcast, you know, as far as mental health goes and healing, being comfortable being uncomfortable. There is something to be said of, like, I'm going to stick this out and I'm not gonna only be here, or I'm not only gonna try when it's easy, you know? You know, we have to take social media into consideration. Okay, if things feel hard for me right now, or just like I don't feel like I'm where I wanna be in whatever way, let me not go on social media more, and let me really be mindful of when I feel myself start to compare myself to others and where they are or what they have or what they look like or whatever. And let me also remind myself I have been through hardship before and gotten through it or overcame it. So that's the vibes that I'm trying to be on recently, but we are almost there, you know. And I feel like it's really, you know, uncomfortable times, annoying times, hard times that test you, you know. It's like, okay, so you've been on this healing journey, or like you've been trying to practice more mindfulness, or you've been trying to be more patient. Here's a test, like, are you really down? Because all that shit is so much harder when you're already annoyed, when you already have PMS, when you just want to take a relaxing shower but you're scared for your life every time you go into the bathroom because of the bugs. I'm just, like, traumatized. No. I saw this video on TikTok from this relationship guru. I believe her name is Mina. But it was just a clip from one of her videos, and she was talking about how when she's single, she acts like, you know, being single is the best thing ever. Oh my god, I love being single. I have so much time to do this and that. I can do whatever I want. I can, you know, travel, whatever. And then when she's married or in a relationship, you know, that's the best thing ever. It's like, oh my god, I love being married. I love being in this relationship. It's so fulfilling. It's da 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 da. She also gave the example of, like, when she didn't have kids, that was the best thing ever. Oh my god, I have so much time to do this and that. And then now that she has kids, you know, it's the best thing ever, blah blah blah. So basically just that idea of practicing gratitude. And I really be forgetting that that works, I think, because I have not, like, gone so far. I've just, like, I feel been extra cautious about toxic positivity, not wanting to promote it and not wanting to, like, re-enter into that world. I don't want my For You page to be a bunch of toxic positivity, because although sometimes, like, yeah, it's, like, nice, and, you know, we need hope as humans, and, like, sometimes you just need something to, you need to read something or watch something that is going to change your day around and maybe change your mindset a little. But I really try not to, like, go too much into that, because I feel like it's so much more constructive to, you know, I don't know, follow, like, therapists instead who are going to, like, give you the real shit of, like, why you feel the way that you feel and, like, validate your feelings rather than just, like, oh, well, be grateful. Like, if you feel bad, if you don't like where you are, just be grateful for what you have. But there is something to be said, you know, about being grateful. You know, it's, like, when things are frustrating and, again, when you don't feel like you are where you want to be, it's very easy to forget that. And I think also, like, two things can be true at once. You know, you can do affirmations and practice gratitude and, like, oh my god, this is, like, the best, but then also validate your own emotions and experience and, like, allow yourself space and time to feel your emotions. It's just, like, the extreme when people are like, don't think bad thoughts. It's like, you can't help it, bro. It's your brain. And then you're gonna feel guilty for, like, thinking bad thoughts when it's like, maybe you're having a hard day, maybe something triggered you, maybe you have PMS, okay? So yeah, those are just a few things I've been thinking about, but I'm not gonna feel like it's real until I have the keys in my hand, but it's happening. Somebody asked me to talk about breakups. She broke up with her boyfriend, but it's still just really hard and just, like, missing that person even though you know they're not right for you and that you did make the right decision, and basically how she was like, how do I get through this? So I wanted to give my thoughts kind of just, like, about this, but then also just some recent tips and tricks. Okay, so number one, I think this is probably, like, the number one dating advice and, like, the number one thing I wish I knew when I was younger. And it is basically to put yourself and your independence above anything. And with that, don't be afraid to walk away. So in this instance, you know, I don't think she got into specifics, but she basically just knew this was not the right guy for her. I don't know if it was kind of a toxic situation. But she knew that, you know, she had to leave. And so that, I think, is a perfect great example of putting yourself first. It does feel really hard, and I feel like, especially as women, when we're in relationships with men, just because there is that societal pressure for women to, you know, oh my god, like, we need a man, I'm not complete without a man, that's, like, the number one most important thing, like, oh my god, I want to have a Disney princess story, you know, it's, like, very much ingrained in us. And I feel like there's almost this vibe that it's like, well, at least having a man is better, even if it's, like, a toxic relationship, even if he's piece of shit, that's better than no man at all. And, you know, that's just society and patriarchy, like, we're really just, that is drilled into our brains. So especially with that against us, you know, knowing when to leave and leaving or ending things is, like, that's such a brave thing to do. And sometimes acts of self-love and self-preservation do feel very uncomfortable and messy and emotional. And it's like, bro, when I think of, like, oh, self-love, it's like, I think of, like, buying myself a nice coffee, or, like, yeah, I'm like, it's always like buying stuff or, oh, taking a bubble bath, like, something that's relaxing and luxurious. Like, when I think of, like, oh, self-love, I don't think of, like, crying my eyes out over somebody and, like, feeling like I made a mistake, you know, like, to me, in my brain, just, you know, firsthand, like, that doesn't, I don't think of self-love in that way, but it is self-love. And the same can be true for, you know, quitting a job that you really don't like, that's really not in alignment with what you want to do and your life purpose. It could be ending a friendship that you've outgrown or that has turned kind of toxic. Also, just remembering that change is always going to be uncomfortable, and sometimes we know we're making the right decision, you know, in our gut and our soul, but it's still going to be hard. Anyway, with all that being said, specifically when it comes to relationships, all relationships, but let's be honest, specifically relationships with men, I feel more and more like it is just so important to be independent but not avoidant. So for example, I feel like there's a lot of dating advice out there that is very avoidant. Like, oh, like, don't be the one to call first, don't be the one to text first, don't be too needy, you know, especially towards women, geared towards women. It's like, don't be too needy, don't be too emotional, you want to be the cool girl, blah, blah, blah. I think the truth behind that, because that does work to some extent, you know, like, if you're, like, mean to a guy or you're, like, always busy, like, whatever, like, that can be very intriguing, you know, if you're not always available. But to a certain extent, it's like, you want a relationship, you know, you want a connection with somebody, you don't always want to have to be pulling back, because what do you gain from that at the end of the day? Like, truly, besides, like, someone chasing after you, it's like, what's the point if it's always just going to be a chase? So I think the balance, why that works to an extent, but then also, like, how do I balance that with, like, actually wanting something real, is having, y'all are going to be so annoyed, having firm boundaries and putting yourself first. And let me explain. So for example, like, if a guy's like, oh, do you want to hang out today? because I'm really busy the rest of the week or something. And it's like, oh, that day you have plans with your friends, or that day you just are really tired. It's like in your mind, mentally, you weren't like mentally prepared to see this guy. Maybe physically you weren't prepared. You know, you have to like shave if that's something you want to do. Or like maybe your hair washing routine is like not lining up. But like in your brain, I feel like sometimes in our brains, we're like, oh, well, like if he's really busy, like I might as well, you know, like you'll kind of talk yourself into it. And like, that's when you need to not. It's like, what I really want to do is like, I don't want to see you today. Like, yeah, I want to see you maybe later this week or something. But like, I kind of, you don't have to like obviously say all this, but like in your mind, it's like, well, I need to wash my hair today. Or like, I have stuff to do. I have plans with my friends. Like, no, I can't. Because women, this is what I've realized. Like, because women are socialized to be people pleasers and to put other people's needs before our own, you know, growing up and dating and stuff, it's like you always want to be just like convenient. Okay, that can be like extreme, like you're always available for like a hookup or something, but I mean just like in everyday just like interactions. And I feel like with that, and I feel like as someone, I've realized more and more, bro, that I have always just been so avoidant. I always thought I was more anxious because like I have anxiety, like I'm very avoidant, and so it's always been very hard for me to like express my feelings, I mean period, but like especially in romantic situations. And so something that's really helped me with that is realizing that when my actions are going to reflect the person that I am, in the sense of like, okay, like I respect myself, you know, I have my independence, I'm going to put my best interest first. You can be vulnerable with somebody, because if you get, like, let's say you tell someone you have feelings for them, there's a risk, like, they're not going to say it back, they're not going to feel the same way. And yeah, that might hurt, but then when you know, okay, well, if that's the case, this isn't the situation for me, so I can leave. It's just a shorter term, like, hurt. Like, it's less hurt than, like, oh, well, I don't want to be too thirsty, like, I'm never going to tell them how I feel, or I'm never gonna like put myself out there emotionally. But then your actions aren't like aligning with that, like, oh, you always want to be available to them, like, oh my god, I hope they like me, you asked me to hang out whenever, like I'll rearrange my schedule for you, you know. So just putting your actions first and having your actions reflect like the person that you want to be, which is, I'm sure, a person with self-respect, self-love, and like, I'm not gonna tolerate or stick around for a situation that isn't in alignment with what I want. As far as just like a dating advice too, I feel like it's so true, like, why would a guy want to make you his girlfriend or wife you, you know, if you're already doing girlfriend things, or if you're already doing like wife things, in the sense of like, you know, when girls, maybe you've done it, like you want to do everything for this guy, like you cook and clean for him, you like do this, you always say yes, you're like, oh my god, yeah, like I'll be there for you. And then when he doesn't want to date you, you're like, what, but I did so much for him, like how does he not, like I'm like the perfect example of a girlfriend, like why would he not want that? It's like, that's why. It's like, why would he give that to you? Why would he like want to do that if like you're already doing it and like he's already getting all the benefits? It's not about like, oh, I want to make him jealous, I want him to know I'm talking to other guys, like I'm dating other people, oh my god, I'm so busy, like I'm so avoidant. Like, it's not about playing games. It's just about putting yourself first through your actions. And that way, you know, you can have a real conversation and you just don't have to fear. Like, I mean, obviously it's still scary to like put yourself out there and like tell someone how you feel or like whatever, but it's like, you know, you can have trust in yourself. Like, if they don't feel the same way, or if they act weird about it, if their actions don't match their words, like I can remove myself from the situation. So also on the topic of actions, I think it's so important, again, with dealing with anybody, but I think especially as a woman dating a man, let's be fucking for real, it's so important to listen to a guy's actions, watch his actions over what he says. If you feel confused about a guy, if you are always kind of like trying to figure out what's going on, bro, he doesn't like you. And I think the number one thing I've learned is like, me saying that about like literally everything I'm saying, the number one thing, like there's apparently a lot of number ones, but when a guy really likes you, he will let it be known. And again, I feel like because of patriarchy, like, yeah, you can do the whole, oh, like, well, if he, like, sometimes I don't text people that I like, I'm shy, but it's like, bro, when you're dealing with a grown man, like, he has the pressure of patriarchy on him, you know, like, I do, like, y'all know how I feel about that, but then it's like, you think, like, all these guys are going around, like, I'm so shy to text. Like, no, they're not. Like, if they like you, they will text you. Don't give men the benefit of the doubt, pretty much. Like, especially in the early stages of dating. Yeah, okay, not all guys, whatever. But I feel like most of the guys in the dating pool, they are gonna lie. They're gonna be, like, kind of shifty. And I actually just read something recently that was like, oh, like, lying is a form of avoidance because you fear the discomfort that's going to come with telling the truth. And I feel like for guys too, it's like, oh, you know, if they're like talking to other girls, dating other women, it's like they're going to lie, be like, oh, I had to go to like my sister's hospital volleyball, you know, event. And you're like, oh, maybe he's just really family oriented. But it's like, no, he's like taking someone else on a date. But instead of just saying like, oh, I'm busy, he's like, oh my God, what if she asks what I'm doing? Like, I better just come up with a lie. So take things at face value, you know? If a guy is just being really weird and confusing, it's like, okay, well, I don't want to deal with someone that's weird and confusing, so bye. Someone who really likes you is going to make time for you and make it known that they like you, and you won't feel confused. So please just ingrain that into your mind. And again, it's all about actions. So, bro, like, if you are in a toxic situationship with your sneaky link, like, texting them paragraphs, like, cussing them out isn't gonna do anything if then they're like, oh, come over, and you go over. Like, you look like a dumb bitch. I'm sorry. Like, you could literally say nothing and have a stronger effect if by then, with your actions, you're showing, like, yeah, I'm not gonna tolerate that. If you're talking to a guy and he doesn't want to take you on a date, like, he's like, oh, let's hang out, and you're like, oh, what did you have in mind? And he's like, oh, like, I was thinking you could come over. Like, you don't need to send a paragraph like, well, I know my worth, I'm worth more than that, like, you need to take me out, blah blah blah. You could just say, oh, well, something came up. And just, like, don't go over. Again, actions over everything. I feel like guys are gonna listen to actions a lot more as well than your words. And then again, when you trust in your actions and when you trust yourself to have your actions be in your best interest, I don't want to say, oh, you can say whatever, but, like, it's less scary to, like, tell someone you like them, tell someone you don't like them, like, just to be honest, because it's like, okay, well, I know, like, I got my own back. If they don't feel the same, like, my actions are gonna show, like, okay, like, I'm moving on. This just ties into so many things I've talked about recently, you know, with drinking. You can be messy when you drink, you know, oh, we FaceTime everyone in our phones, like, we've all been there. But then it's like, okay, if I'm drinking less, I'm more aware of my actions and what I'm doing and who I'm giving my energy to. And so my actions are gonna be more consistent. And so if I'm sick of dealing with these, like, annoying bros in my phone, or, like, I want something maybe more real and just something more serious, like, all my actions in my life are going to be a reflection of that, and, like, I'm going to be putting myself first, you know, rather than, like, oh, I'm putting myself first from 9 to 5, but then as soon as I start drinking, like, all bets are off, I'm gonna end up at my sneaky link's house, even though I told them I didn't care about him, like, last night, and, like, blah, 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 I said I'd never do this again, but I am. And then you, like, wonder why you're, like, in the same situation, you know. And it's, like, definitely a lot. It's a lot to learn and process and, like, fully understand. Because, again, like, there's so much bad dating advice out there. And men, especially, are definitely not the easiest to deal with. And then, again, as women, like, we're socialized to just put a relationship with a man, like, before anything. And, like, oh, my God, like, at least if I have, like, somewhat of a man, at least if I have a toxic, sneaky link situationship, like, I say sneaky link ironically, by the way, you know, at least that's something. And so I think another really important thing is, like, being comfortable being alone.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
And if you are single, like, just really investing in yourself, in your hobbies, and making yourself busy. I saw another video on TikTok from a dating coach that was like, if you are very bored being single, like, if you're very bored when things are peaceful single, like, you don't have a toxic sneaky link situationship, and you're just like, ew, I hate this, I'm so bored, you are going to be as bored and just over it if you're in a healthy relationship, you know, after that honeymoon phase. And so that is also really something to think about. My sister and I have been rewatching Sex and the City, and we are on, is it season 2? Whenever she meets Aiden, and we're literally, like, we watched the first half of it last night, but the episode where Aiden wants her to meet his parents, and the whole episode she's just talking about how, oh my god, like, everything is so fine in this relationship, like, he's so nice, he's there for me, like, we don't argue, I have no confusion, and I think because she has that anxious attachment style, she's very addicted to the drama, which is why she, you know, is in love, quote-unquote in love, with Big, because he provides that, you know, just unsettling chaos, that anxiety that, you know, if we grew up, usually when we grow up with, you know, instability in some way, our body can literally get addicted to our stress hormones. So that's why you keep attracting, you know, people that are unstable and that can't provide you with that just like peace, you know. And yeah, that show is just such a great example, I think, especially in that specific situation, of how our attachment styles, they really shape our entire reality and all of our experiences. And if we don't catch that, if we're not aware of it, like, we're just going to keep attracting the same kind of person. And when someone good and healthy comes along, like, we're not going to be able to be okay with it. And so that's why, again, I think working on yourself is so important, and being okay being alone is so important. Like I said earlier, like, oh, when I'm single, I just treat it like it's the best thing ever. It's such a gift. Like, oh my god, I have all this free time. I can do anything I want. And obviously this is going to be different for everyone. Like, it's not just like a, oh, I'm cured. I realize this now, I'm cured. It's like hard. And I think especially when it comes to, you know, setting those boundaries and showing your worth and your self-love through your actions, it's so hard at first. And, you know, for example, like, stepping away from a relationship, or like even a toxic situationship, a friendship that you know is no longer healthy for you, it's going to feel like wrong to a certain degree, just because it's going to be so scary and like weird, and you're going to feel horrible. And it's like, how is this self-love? Like, how is this horrible feeling of like loss and grief and just like confusion, how is that, how is this benefiting me, bro? Like, what the fuck? Can't we just go back to how things were? But it's like, sometimes walking away is the strongest act of self-love. That is what I have to say about that. Let me know what you would add to that. If there's a piece of dating advice or breakup advice that you wish you knew sooner, comment it down below. Maybe if I get enough of them, I will make it into an aesthetic infographic and post it on the Sotheray Podcast IG. But yeah, so a tip also for getting through those moments of just like anxiety, like if you're about to set a boundary, you're like shaking, you're like, bro, this feels like so wrong. Why the fuck would I do this? This is like the worst thing I've ever experienced. Or like ending things with someone. It's so important to like settle your nervous system. And that's where all these tips and tricks come through, like taking deep breaths, going for a walk, just taking a pause, drinking some water, you know, journaling. All of these things help your nervous system, and they're going to relax you and ground you and calm you. And there's so many more things as well that you could add to that. But I think especially when you're like in the moment, taking deep breaths, like pausing to take some deep breaths and put yourself back in your body is so important, and it's just going to help you so much be able to like say what you need to say. Let me know again what you would add to that. What has helped you? Thank you guys so much for all the support, love, positivity. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to tweet or IG story a screenshot. Tag me so I can repost. And I will see you guys next week. Bye, everyone.